this day came into being as an activity of divine wisdom. This is God's day. And God is governing every aspect of this day. In spite of appearances this day, I bear witness to the divine activity in operation. Only spiritual law operates this day, which is God's day. A law of divine order, maintaining even the order of the body, its inward parts, maintaining the right relationship of everything. Love is the activity of this day. Love is the only power operating in my home, which is a place of beauty, abundance, and harmony, because it is God's holy temple. My home is the temple of God. And in my home, there are only the children of God. There is only one. Not a husband, not a wife, not a mother, not children, not brothers and sisters, cousins and aunts and uncles. There is only the one presence appearing as the members of this household. Every member of this household is God-governed, under the divine government God-maintained and God-sustained. This home expresses the beauty of wholeness. My activity, my business, is God-ordained and God-sustained. It is God's holy temple, too. And every person who is a part of that business, be he employer, employee, customers, suppliers, is that one presence, that one divine intelligence expressing, that leaves no room for incapacity, ignorance, or lack of intelligence, or greed, or miserliness. For there is only the one presence, the one self, the one eye, and the whole activity of this business takes place within the one consciousness, which eliminates the possibility of inharmony or misunderstanding. So too in my home. Because that home is held in the one consciousness, and because there is only one, there can be no misunderstanding, no conflict of opinions, but only the harmonious expression of individual being, each one unique a unique facet of the one self. This day God brings me the work or the activity of this day. And that divine wisdom and intelligence that has brought it to me performs it. My function is to be a witness to its activity, a beholder of it in operation, and it being a divine wisdom knows exactly what is necessary and how to do it. Being the all power, it knows no opposition, no barriers to its fulfillment. This day I meet only the presence of God, be he friend or enemy. And if he appears to be an enemy, my realization that all I am meeting is myself makes of a so-called enemy a friend. For there is only one. So there is no one to fear, no one who can be a power over me. For I live and move and have my being in the consciousness of the one self which I am. The one consciousness. I walk in my way safely, knowing that there are no powers of evil in all this world, that there is no one to be an instrument for the carnal mind or for evil of any nature. I carry with me wherever I go the assurance of the one presence. My armor is the armor of the light of spiritual power, an impregnable armor. The government of this city is on his shoulders. And this city has a unique and special function and purpose as a part of the divine activity. For just as every individual is unique, so is every community. My realization of the divine government and operation is a law of order, harmony, peace, and justice. And so to the whole nation is under the government of God. This is a nation to show forth the spiritual ideal of liberty, justice, and freedom. Therefore, it is God ordained, God maintained, and God sustained. Each day I take the government of this nation out of the hands of human beings, where it always has been, in the hands of God. And God finds its instruments its messengers, so to the world is under the divine government, the government of one power, so that all the threats to destruction, the threats to peace, dissolve in the realized presence of that one power. So today, I go forth with joy and gladness, for I walk and live and move and have my being in the kingdom of God, in the spiritual universe, with clear vision and sharp focus. I see through the pictures that would negate the divine harmony that is. And it says, be not afraid, it is I. This is what will come to you. Something like this, not ever those same words.